This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Joan, J-O-A-N, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R. Date of birth, January 26th of 1933. Dear Nikki, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fisher, who was seen in consultation on August 30th for stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. She's here with her daughter today. She has suffered from problems with orthostatic hypotension, and her daughter has been checking blood pressures several times a week for us. And many times there definitely are enough of a difference to call this orthostatic hypotension, especially with systolic numbers. The first one is not. It's 123 over 61 sitting and 116 over 80 standing. So that one doesn't. You need to be 20 numbers different systolic and 10 numbers lower diastolic. And the diastolic isn't qualifying. 1120, 23, sitting blood pressure 133 over 65 and standing 99 over 63. So that one, systolically, that does qualify. 1124, 115 over 62 sitting and 99 over 61 standing. 1127 is 130 over 130 over 65 and 107 over 64 standing. And 1130, 139 over 70 sitting, 116 over 77 standing. She is on a low dose of chlorthalidone. That's what actually has controlled her blood pressure. But now she's taking 12.5 milligram daily. And that does seem to be enough to control the blood pressure, and the patient currently is not complaining of dizziness or she has not had any falls, although she does live alone. So there's concern that she could have a fall with ongoing orthostatic hypotension. She's feeling quite well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. She has nocturia, gets up once or twice a night, no incontinence, no cloudiness or blood, no edema, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications, in addition to chlorthalidone, she's on atenolol 50 milligram twice a day. Keflex is 500 milligram daily as a preventative med for UTI, chronic UTI prevention. Prozac, 10 milligram daily. Tylenol as needed for pain. Vitamin D3. Physical exam, weight 142 pounds. Pulse is 58, and oxygen saturation is 96%. And blood pressure sitting for us was 90 over 60. Standing immediately was 60 over 40. And standing after 1 minute is 80 over 40. So she was having some orthostatic changes, although these numbers, she was not having dizziness and did not appear unsteady. And neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/29 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.57. She does fluctuate between 1.58 and 1.31. So current estimated GFR is 31. Albumin 4.3. Calcium 9.1. Sodium 1.37, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus is 4.8, hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked her to continue getting monthly lab studies done for us. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. We do have an ultrasound on 9/13 of this year that showed the right kidney was 9.3 centimeters and the left was 8.7 with some cysts in both kidneys. And the post-void residual was 85 cc's. Also, she had a renal Doppler ultrasound, and there was no evidence of renal artery stenosis also. 3, orthostatic hypotension. At this time, we will try decreasing the chlorthalidone a little more. We'll have her take 12.5 milligram every other day. And I've asked her to try using support hose while she's awake, not using them at night, but only while she's awake, the compression of 16 to 20, so low compression. And sometimes that can help prevent symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. She is drinking adequate fluids, but not overdoing it. And we will have her continue to drink adequate amounts of fluids. And we will have a follow-up visit with her in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.